Times e-commerce industry soundbites.
Devin Wenig joined eBay in September and is president of eBay Global Marketplaces. Thanks for joining us, Devin.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You have experience as a mergers and acquisitions attorney, and you come from a top position in the New York publishing world. Were your first 6 months at eBay a big adjustment?
Less so than you would think. I'm delighted to be here. I'm really enjoying it. I came from a technology-driven media company, a platform company, and eBay is very similar in that regard. So the adjustment's been really quite easy. There's some certainly things that I'm learning. eBay is a very strong culture, and there's a lot of very strong history here. And that'll take time for me to learn, and I'm still learning, and I'll probably always be learning. But I'm delighted to be here. It's a great business, and there's an awful lot here that I'm familiar with in my 21-year career. So it's been a great transition. It's been a little more challenging personally moving from New York to the Bay Area and moving my family out, but that's settling down as well. So far, so good.
No shoveling snow this winter.
That helps, but I don't think there's much shoveling snow on the East Coast either, so I picked the wrong winter to leave.
Right. So I wanted to ask you, what are the big challenges that you see facing eBay marketplaces?
I think there are a couple of things that I think are just great opportunities. I think the challenge for us is always just competition in a very rapidly moving, dynamic marketplace. But I think, that's great. Competition is great, and our response to that, to me, is one of the things that I'm so excited about to be here. I think that as I look forward in the future, ultimately, us being a dynamic marketplace means bringing more buyers to the site so that we have more buyers to bring to our sellers, who are your readers. And for me, that means things like getting bigger globally. I think as somebody who still has a relatively new set of eyes to eBay, we are very concentrated in the United States and in Western markets, and I think there's obviously great growth outside those markets as you look towards emerging markets. And particularly with our CBT business, if we can open up those markets, I just think more buyers means a more dynamic marketplace. So that's one thing. I also think our ability to use data and target it better and to get that information more holistically to our sellers will make them better, make them more profitable, and ultimately make our marketplace healthier. And I've been a little surprised that I think we do that in places, but we could do better. So those are just two areas I note. For me, ultimately, it's about the health and the growth of the marketplace, which benefits everybody in the ecosystem, sellers and buyers.
What do you see as the most important way eBay can drive traffic to the site?
I think what I've learned in 6 months here is that eBay, the marketplace, is a very complicated ecosystem, and ultimately everything helps. So having a healthy marketplace with buyers that trust the buying experience, having sellers that believe they're getting the right data and tools and can make a profit in the marketplace, all of that helps. Ultimately, there are other levers if we want to grow our user population. So if you look at the last few years, in terms of new active customers, we've grown about 5%, maybe 6%. And I'd like to see that number get bigger. And obviously, all of the things that I mentioned are ways to do that, but equally using our marketing leverage to bring new people to our marketplace is something that we're going to begin to do. So I'd certainly like to see that 6% number go up. I think that if that happens, that just means more customers, more buyers for your sellers, and that means a bigger flywheel, a more dynamic marketplace for everybody. So you'll begin to see us pivot some of our marketing. I mean, we do spend a lot on marketing, and that is in support of the marketplace. Ultimately, it's in support of sellers. Last year, we spent over $1 billion in marketing, and this year we'll do that again. And I think we'll reposition some of that to begin now that we feel like we have a healthier marketplace and a better buying experience, a better experience overall. I think we feel now a bit stronger that we can direct people to the site and they'll have a positive experience. Well, so you'll see us use some of that marketing leverage to do that.
Is Google's search optimization an important part of that strategy?
You know, it always is. It's always been part of our toolkit to help bring people to the site, and it'll continue to be that. But, you know, you're starting to see a different mix of marketing expenditure. You've seen TV campaigns, and you've seen partnerships. And I think those are things that eBay traditionally hasn't done, and we're experimenting with them, and you'll probably see more of that experimentation.
And what are the challenges facing sellers on eBay?
I've been here 6 months, and I've traveled extensively, and almost everywhere I've gone, I've held seller events. I've held seller dinners. I've spoken to sellers both individually and in groups. You know, I must have spoken to hundreds of sellers now in the last 6 months. And what they have a fairly consistent set of requirements from eBay. Ultimately, they want to make money in the eBay marketplace. It's that simple. Sellers want to find buyers. They want a fair marketplace that's transparent. They want consistency in what we do. And I know sometimes when we make changes, that causes some frustration, and we try to do the best we can with that. And what they want is information. Like I said, they want information so that they can better drive their businesses and target their offers to buyers. And, you know, there's slightly different flavors of that in China, in Germany, in the United States, in New York, or in California. But they're all similar themes. And, you know, I've taken that on board, and that's very much around, I've made that, some of those things very much part of my agenda as we go forward.
Have you had a chance to meet smaller sellers like antiques dealers and vintage clothing sellers, and how are their challenges different from larger merchants on eBay?
Yeah, I mean, most of the meetings I've done have been with smaller sellers, including some individual, people that literally have businesses out of their living room. I've met obviously some very big retailers as well, but I think for big retailers, so let's start by saying some of the challenges are similar. Some of the things that I said that people want from eBay are similar whether you're a mom and pop or whether you're the biggest brand-driven global retailer. You want to make money in the eBay marketplace or you wouldn't be there. But there are some different challenges. If you're big, you're struggling with some big forces. You're worrying about managing, you know, store cannibalization. You're worried about brand maximization. That's not as much the case when I've spoken to smaller sellers, whether it's consumers or small businesses. For them, I think some of their challenges are how do I know what to sell? How do I know at what price to sell it? How do I compete in the eBay marketplace? How am I good, shipped, and fulfilled? Those are the type of things that I hear, and there's a lot of, like I said, consistency around that. So those are things, you know, I understand that, and that's, like I said, I think we're trying to do a lot of things to help those small sellers compete in the eBay marketplace.
And sellers are different in terms of size, but they also have diverse business models. Is there a build-for-the-rule approach at eBay?
Sorry, is there a build-for-the-rule?
Right, a kind of a let's build for the rule and deal with the exceptions kind of approach.
Oh, I see. You know, it's a really interesting question. We have 25 million sellers, and this is an enormous marketplace. We have 100 million active customers and 25 million sellers. So as much as there are some common themes, as you've just said, you can get some very, very different requirements and expectations. And it is impossible to do something that will absolutely fit all the requirements of 25 million different sellers. So we try to do best fit. We try to do what's right for the marketplace. It is an ecosystem. And as I've learned, it's a complicated ecosystem. There are things that you can do to benefit buyers that sometimes sellers say, I wish you did that differently, and vice versa. There's sometimes things you can do for sellers that buyers then react to. And ultimately, we need each other, right? The buyers and sellers need each other. There's a flywheel. So what we try to do is continue to promote and advance the health of the marketplace, which over time inures to the benefit of the most sellers. That's what we try to do. That's good for eBay as a business, and that's good for the people in the business. But when you've got such a long-tail business like we have, it really isn't always possible to do what 25 million different sellers exactly want, because as you've said, there are different business models, and there are different sizes, and there are different geographies, and we're trying to make this a great, fair, growing, transparent marketplace. And if we can do that, the most people win, we think.
Right, and there's a great example of this with the spring seller release that was announced last week. The policy requiring tracking information for TRS sellers, it means that sellers of stamps and postcards and decals who put their items in first-class envelopes, they're going to lose their top-rated seller status because they can't. There is no tracking information from the USPS with that situation. And buyers have weighed in and said they don't want to pay extra for tracking information. So as eBay moves towards, you know, trying to provide buyers with information, you have this kind of exception to the rule. So what is eBay's approach when these kinds of issues come up?
You know, we watch very carefully what's happening in the market. eBay doesn't exist in a vacuum. You have big competitors out there that are offering choices, and you have small competitors. This is a very dynamic industry and environment, and I've certainly learned that loud and clear in the last 6 months. The standard is evolving and moving in e-commerce, and there's no doubt, you know, we have extensive data that buyer expectations are rising. And, you know, again, I'm being general because I have to be general with 100 million buyers on the left and 25 million sellers on the right. It's impossible to say what will work for everyone. But if I had to do a best fit, we know that returns and tracking and shipping are huge issues. And they're not just buyer issues, right? Because of this ecosystem, if we can't advance our market, if we can't have buyers believe that eBay is safe and goods are fair and fast and free and returns are available, that might be easy in the short run for some sellers, but in the long run, if buyers leave, it's not good for anyone. So our approach is to continue to advance the marketplace, and we do think in the long run that's good for everybody. If people believe that eBay is as good as the standard on e-commerce exceptions, and, you know, things like free shipping are absolutely now a buyer standard. They believe that is their right and entitlement. And, you know, whoever created that standard, I won't comment on, but we know that's the case. And it's the same with returns. This is just part of buyer expectations now, which have been rising really quickly over the last few years. So we need to continue to move our marketplace to that standard. That keeps buyers. It brings new buyers. Ultimately, it's good for sellers.
Well, I'm glad you brought up free shipping, because what I hear from sellers is they would love to offer free shipping as an incentive. So if you buy a certain amount from me, then I will send it free for shipping. If you comply with certain rules that I have set up, or if you're purchasing certain items from me, it'll be free, but other items won't be. It really depends on the seller. Some sellers just can't afford to offer free shipping because of the types of items and the dimensions or the weight or what have you. Mm-hmm. So with eBay, when eBay says we want sellers to offer free shipping, what about building in some kind of a way that sellers could make it an incentive? And I would think that that would benefit eBay too, because it would increase the size of the shopping cart. So when you look at free shipping, do you want all sellers to offer free shipping, or is eBay thinking of ways that they can actually make free shipping work to increase order sizes?
I think I understand what you said. Let's take a half a step back. My sense is that you said we want sellers to offer free shipping. Sellers are free to offer free shipping or not. We haven't mandated free shipping. I would place a distinction between what you can do in the marketplace versus what carries something like an eBay badge. I think where we've gone, just to put free shipping in the context of the other things that you've raised and mentioned, is that where there's an eBay badge and a special set of privileges, we just believe that has to be on the e-commerce standard. We believe that has to be on what buyer's expectation is. But there will be, you know, out of our 25 million sellers, the overwhelming majority of them won't have the eBay badge, and they'll happily sell in the eBay marketplace, and they'll profitably make money. So we don't require free shipping. We don't require returns or tracking or anything else. It's just that if you're going to carry a top-rated seller badge, we expect that you'll meet that market standard. Now, with regard to the question directly about shipping, we do want to help mediate shipping, and we're doing more around that. You'll see us do more this year around trying to offer assistance to sellers to help them ship easier and track easier. So we're working on some things to try to open up our global markets. We're working on some things to get better information on shipping fees and costs and average delivery times. You know, we're not passively sitting back. We're actively trying to put our hands on the scale and help our sellers with shipping. But again, I think our sellers are free to charge for shipping or not, but there's no doubt that there is a buyer expectation, certainly for certain goods, that that shipping will be fast and it'll be free.
And in terms of buyers who really demand free shipping, usually they know they might have to work for it a little bit. So what I'm getting from your answer, and I don't want to assume anything, so let me ask it again. Is eBay doing anything so that sellers can build incentives so that buyers are incentivized to order more items in order to qualify for free shipping? So in other words, if they buy up to $25, they pay for the shipping. If they spend over $25, then they get free shipping. Right now, I don't think there's a way for sellers to kind of offer those incentives easily into their kind of item description and proposition on eBay. So is that something that eBay is looking into at all?
I'm happy to look into that. I don't know what the issues are that specifically around. That's a very specific case you're raising, and to be honest, I'm not cited on it, but I'm happy to look at it. I mean, ultimately, I want our sellers to have flexibility and to have choices, and if those choices meet the expectation of sellers and they work for buyers, then I'm thrilled. Maybe there's a product issue or something. I can look into that. But with regard to whether or not sellers should have the right to package, to offer incentives, even to price discriminate, I have no problem with that. That's ultimately a seller's decision about how they run their business. And, you know, my view is as long as we can be fair and level and not tilt the scale in one direction or another, then that's the way I want the marketplace to run.
Great. And in terms of payment processing, I wanted to cover that as well. In Germany, eBay is processing payments on behalf of sellers. Is that part of your vision for marketplaces worldwide?
Not necessarily. I think we'll do what we need to do in certain markets, again, to try to meet the market expectation. It's been really, we just had a herd of birds fly by. I apologize for that. It's been interesting to see what the consumer expectations are in Germany, in the UK, in Korea, and in the United States, which is, of course, where we have our largest markets. It's slightly different in those places. And what I care about is not necessarily driving every single thing common across the world, but as a platform business, we keep the most important things common, but then we allow for a degree of local customization to bring health to those local marketplaces. So in Germany, we know that trust is a big issue. The German consumer, if you think that trust is a big issue for the U.S. consumer generally in the market, it is so even more for the German consumer.
Have you seen any changes as a result of offering that policy?
Well, we haven't done it yet. So we're just trialing it. We haven't launched it yet.
Okay.
So it's a little premature to declare that. But I think in our testing, we do believe that ultimately, again, this is good for buyers and sellers. Everything we do has to work for the marketplace. And I think, you know, we've said publicly, our German marketplace has been growing very slowly. And one of the reasons for that is I think we can do better at the trust proposition. And this is exactly why we're trialing payment intermediation. So far, the trial results are positive. We do think that buyers seem to like that. It gives them confidence that what they buy, they will receive, and they won't be put out on funds. And that matters a lot, as I said, to the German consumer. So if that data holds up, we think it gives us a chance to bring growth back to that marketplace, more consumers back to that marketplace, and ultimately that works for the seller community as well.
Where does Magento fit into your strategy for eBay marketplaces?
Well, I think if you look at, let's step up one level from marketplaces to eBay Inc. eBay Inc. is an enabler of commerce. So what that means is, you know, this is e-commerce, it's so interesting to see the pace of change in this industry. E-commerce, it's funny, I spoke yesterday at an investor conference, and what I said is that technology has been an important but background force for retail and for commerce, but it feels to me like in the last 12 months, it's become a huge rock in the pond. And every seller, whether that's the hugest global retail brand-driven chain, all the way down to an individual seller, a consumer seller, or a small business. Now, this is the number one issue, and it's front and center. And eBay Inc. is positioned along a continuum to provide those businesses the tools to deal with this technology revolution. So whether that's PayPal as a digital payment intermediation strategy, whether that's marketplaces to get access to global markets and 100 million people, or whether that's X.commerce and Magento, which in essence is an extensible platform which allows retailers to build their own digital strategies. So what Magento basically does is if I'm a retailer and I don't have an e-commerce strategy, I'm not really online, this gives you the ability in a very cost-effective way to do it. The way I think of Magento and all of X.commerce is it's an open platform. It's a set of technology that allows you to build a digital strategy with a nice ecosystem of third-party developers who are building on it, which again gives you the ability to dip into those into that intellectual capital, into all of that community building apps and drive your business. And that's part of eBay's strategy, is to help merchants, not just by plugging them into eBay Marketplace, because, you know, as much as I'd like to think that eBay's Marketplace will solve every problem for every merchant, that's not realistic. Most sellers will want multi-channel strategies. Many sellers will want their own website, and they'll want to leverage eBay. That's what we're trying to do.
As head of eBay Marketplaces, you don't worry about the potential Magento has to cannibalize eBay sales?
No, I, you know, first of all, I obviously I'm an officer of eBay Inc., so what I want is to do the right thing for eBay as a company, but more realistically and practically, it's not like this trend we created, and if we don't enable sellers to get online, somebody else will enable them to get online. So it's not a trend that we can stop or start. The technology commerce revolution is here. And our view is there's a big wave, and we want to help sellers and merchants surf it. And if we don't, somebody else will. So I don't worry about it one bit. I think if we can do a great job for sellers through all of their multi-channel strategies, it'll be good for them and it'll be good for eBay.
Any thoughts on how Pro Stores fits into this strategy?
How what? Sorry?
I'm sorry. How does Pro Stores fit into this strategy?
I just think all of, if you look at X-Commerce, it's got a lot of components, right? It has Magento, and we put a number of acquisitions in there, a number of business propositions. They're all doing the same thing. They're all there to help sellers get online, build their strategies out, And you know, they're all shades of gray. They're all parts of the same continuum. Some things will work for very small sellers all the way up to bigger merchants, and that's how we're trying to position ourselves.
I wanted to ask you about advertising. eBay has ratcheted up the monetization of the site through advertising. That's an approach that many media sites have adopted, which is your background. Will ad dollars become a significant source of revenue for eBay?
No, I don't think so. Remember, as a media company, oftentimes that is your only ability to monetize content, and that is your core business, is in essence creating an audience and monetizing that through advertising. That's not eBay's core business. eBay is a transactional-based marketplace. Advertising is a supplement. It's a small supplement. In terms of its overall impact on even marketplaces, it's very small. And what I care about is, to come back to where we started, I care about the user experience more than anything. I would never allow the user experience, the buying experience, the browsing experience, to suffer in return for advertising dollars.
I know that people are concerned about the ads on item pages distracting from those paid listings.
And we look at that balance all the time. I think that there is a way to have advertising on the site without the buying experience suffering. We look at that very carefully. We measure that. We look at behavior both in terms of clickstream and in terms of surveying people. And there's never an exact answer. You know, that's a pendulum that swings, and we'll always look to get the balance right. But back to your question, we don't spend a ton of time obsessing about advertising. We want to drive the health of the marketplace. Advertising is a small supplement to what we do. We always look at it, and as I said, to me, the experience, the customer experience, will always trump advertising if there is a conflict in those two, and it's our job to make sure there isn't a conflict.
And I know over the years eBay's allowed sellers to participate in certain advertising programs, and right now there is no kind of seller advertising program available. Do you think that eBay will ever revisit that?
It depends on how. We've put a lot of time and effort into search, as you know, and for us, you know, to me, the issue is just, what we don't want to happen is that some advertising program, in essence, undoes the progress that we've made in search by allowing people to buy their way into search rankings or otherwise. So the answer is maybe, but not if it harms the buyer experience, which is sort of where we started.
I really appreciate you joining us. It's really interesting to get your thoughts on eBay marketplaces.
I wish you the best of luck, and I hope we stay in touch.
Thanks, Devin. That was Devin Wenig, president of eBay Global Marketplaces.